tell. Oh yeah. Someone said she was asking out to me, but I know your best is a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could have just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
John of Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball here on the Marauder Radio Network. Another beautiful night at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches in West Palm Beach, Florida. Spring training home of the Astros and Nats, the Marauders and Hammerheads for Game 3 here tonight. Bradenton, after a narrow 2-1 win yesterday, where errors made the difference in favor of the Marauders to level the series at one apiece, coming to this one 30-20 in the second half. Jupiter 25-25 and half number two. Hammerheads first place in the East Division. Marauders two games back of Lakeland in the West. Hoping to make it one. If we can do our job and Clearwater can come through for the black and gold again this evening. Tonight, the Marauders started off with Mitch Jebb in the one hole. Lonnie White Jr. will bat second and play in center. Cal Mitchell starts in right and bats third. McAdoo DHing and cleaning it up. Jesus Castillo bats fifth and plays it there. De Los Santos sixth at short. Campagna, Mickness, and Planchard, 7, 8, and 9. Sergio in left, Mickness catching, and Planchy at first base. Cole Kershipper is the starter for the Hammerheads. A real solid season for him so far. Has made 22 appearances, a 9-6 record, 4.68 ERA, 84 strikeouts, 40 walks in 92 and a third innings pitched. Jeb in the box, Marauders in the road, Grays. First pitch of the game. Fastball down the middle for strike one called. We're underway here at 6:31 local. Now the 0-1 pitch to Mitch. Takes, fastball misses off the outer edge. Ball and a strike to him. Defensively, Bramwell catches. Vrondenberg at first. McCanton Olmstead at second and short. Lewis at third for the Hammerheads. The 1-1 home. Hits Jeb up on the shoulder. Mitch doesn't faze him. Tosses the bat aside, sprints down to first. The leadoff man is on via the HBP. In the outfield for Jupiter, DeLeo in left, Coley in center, and Alderman in right field tonight. Man at first, nobody out for long ball, Lonnie White Jr. Marauder center fielder hitting 255 this year, 399 on base percentage. Batting at a 256 mark in the last 10. Takes fastball shoulder high for ball one to get ahead. Kershipper in his last start on the road in St. Lucie a week ago. Tossed 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned. Gave up a homer, walking 3 while striking out 9 and earning the win. His 1-0 pitch to Lonnie. Taken off the plate by a ways, but called a strike to level it at 1-1. Justin Hopkins behind home. Connor Crowell umpiring on the bases. No ABS or challenge. It's all on the umpires this week. Kershipper with a pickoff to first. He floats it over as Jeb walks back to the bag safely. Marauders a 384 league-leading on-base percentage in the second half of the season this year. Next pitch, White Jr. takes. Call the ball, tight to the belt. Lonnie ahead 2-1 now. Maybe a makeup for that last pitch off the plate that got the strike call. The 2-1 pitch from Kershipper. Jeb dancing around at first. Misses inside, 3-1 now. Marauders scored 2 runs in the second inning yesterday on a 2-out error by the first baseman, Vrondenberg. He's there again tonight. That was the difference. Chance to get 2 on with nobody out, the 3-1. Jeb runs, fastball misses. A few feet up and outside for ball 4. White Jr. walks. Down to first, dugout, making the noise here early. Mitch to second, White Jr. at first for Cal Mitchell now. Went 0-3 with a strikeout in his first rehab game on Tuesday. Mitchell in AAA this year in 72 games, hit .272, 9 homers, .347 OBP, 53 RBI. Then at first and second with nobody out. Mitchell was a Marauder back in 2019. Takes breaking ball way upstairs, but called a strike falling behind 0-1. Real good take. I think the catcher Bramwell fooled home plate umpire Justin Hopkins with a good frame job there. Kershipper's 0-1. Mitchell takes fastball straight down the middle for strike two. Kershipper with a 1.28 whip this year. He attacks hitters. The Marauders just got to be willing to piece him up when they get their chance. The 0-2 from the lefty. Fouled off. Mitchell spoils a breaking ball up and over the third base side dugout of the Hammerheads, earning himself another 0-2. About 20, 30 in attendance here tonight. Wind blowing out to left field. The 0-2 again. Mitchell takes. Ball gets away in the dirt, but not far enough for Jeb to try to move up to third. Ball and two the count now. Still nobody out. The first two games of this series, whoever has scored first has gone on to win it. See if the Marauders can find a run here and keep that trend going. The 1-2 from Kerr Shipper. Pop fly, shallow left. Back into the grass goes the third baseman, Lewis, into foul territory. He makes the catch up against the wall. In foul ground for out number one. Brings up Charles McAdoo now. Mac batting 358 this year. Three homers, a 452 OBP. Started off hitting that 655 in his first 2 weeks. Has come back down to earth, but still astronomically high, 358 mark. Two on with one out. First pitch to McAdoo. Breaking ball misses away. About a foot off the outer edge. It's 1-0. Last 10 games, McAdoo a 216 average at the plate. If you're hitting 216 in the last 10 and your average is still above 350 on the air, you're doing something right. He takes low and in. Call the ball. Count 2-0 now. Jeb hit by a pitch in a 1-1 count to lead it off. Then White Jr. with a 5-pitch walk to put two on. See if the Marauders can convert here. Hitter advantage count to McAdoo. The pitch from Kerr Shipper. Smoke to right center field. That ball crushed way back towards the track, but it'll be caught on the run. Jeb late tagging up. He's still going to try and go for it. The throw to third is a mile offline, thankfully for Mitch. He's able to get in there safely. That ball hit at 103 off the bat. It was absolutely destroyed. An absolute graveyard here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. That looked like a triple off the bat for McAdoo. Instead, it's men at the corners with two away now. Jesus Castillo trying to salvage the good run scoring chance. First pitch to him from Kerr Shipper. Gift of a strike call. At the knees, makes it 0-1. Costi hitting 097 in the last 10 games. 215 on the air. He's a 240 hitter with runners in scoring. The 0-1 from the lefty. Castillo takes. Fastball up and in. Misses off the top corner. Ball and a strike to count now. White Jr. at first. Jeb at third. The 1-1 pitch to Castillo. Takes. Change up. Spins low. Misses the bottom edge of the strike zone to make it 2-1. Barco on the mound tonight for Bradenton. See if the Marauders here, and Jesus Castillo specifically, could give him a lead to work with. The 2-1 pitch. White Jr. runs for second. Castillo slices one foul down the right field line. That would have been trouble for the Hammerheads had it stayed fair. Well struck off the bat. Just could not keep it between the white lines. 2-2 the count now. Two out. Two runners on. They stand at the corners. Top of the first inning. Chance to get up on the scoreboard early. White Jr. gets himself in a pickle play. And he's going to be at second safely now. Jeb in a pickle. They throw to third. He's back there safely. Very well executed by the Marauders, I'd say. Could say the same for Jupiter as they did not allow Jeb to score. But White Jr. gets up to second. Jeb back to third safely. And now two in scoring position. Stolen base for Lonnie, his ninth of the year. The 2-2 pitch to Costi, trying to put us up by a pair. Misses high and outside. Full count now with 3-2. Vamo Costi. Marauders dugout. Trying to shout their five-hole hitter to a base hit here. Kershipper set the 3-2 payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Castillo chases and misses a fastball, inning over. After getting two men on with nobody out, they do not advance from there. And the Marauders are held scoreless in the first. Barco to the mound when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the bottom of the first inning. Bradenton held scoreless after a good start to the frame here in the first. For Jupiter, Jordan McCants leads it off. Ian Lewis bats second. Kemp Alderman third. Vrondenberg cleaning it up. DeLeo fifth. Coley sixth. Olmstead, Bullard, and Bramwell go 7, 8, and 9. Hunter Barco, the Florida Gator, on the mound for Braden. The top 15 prospect in the Pirate system. 0-2 record across three starts. Has a 12 ERA. Hoping for a handful of innings out of him tonight to try and take that stress off the bullpen. Barco's last outing ended in the first inning. Trying to take it a little deeper here tonight. Defensively, Mickness catching. Planchy at first. Jevin De Los Santos up the guts. Costi at third. Campagna in left. Lonnie in center. And Cal Mitchell in right field. The Marauder left-hander rocks and fires home. McCants takes. Call the ball. Fastball just below the bottom edge makes it 1-0. Next pitch from Barco. Weak tapper towards first. It's going to roll foul down the baseline. And the count 1-1 now. Barco, along with Drake Fellows as of today. Two Marauders rehabbers. Now full roster members. Going to be with us the rest of the way here in 2023. Hoping Barco can squeeze out an extra inning every time he's out there. The 1-1 from the lefty. Fouled off, back to the backstop netting. 1-2 the count now. Second half of the season for Jupiter. Their offense has struggled for the most part. Barco's 1-2, dives away, missing low off the corner for ball two. A team that's in a playoff spot by a pair of games has the worst OBP in the league in the second half. The 2-2, grounded weakly towards second. Scooped up by Mitch. His throw to first in plenty of time. One away. But as I was saying, the Hammerheads, worst OBP. Second from the bottom in runs. Second from the bottom in OPS. Those are, I'd say, three of the most important statistics as a team. How much do you get on base? How much do you score? How well do you slug? First pitch fastball to Ian Lewis from Barco. Lands on the outer edge for strike one. It just goes to show how... I'm trying to think of the word as this pitch is fouled off for strike two. Straight to the backstop. Unfair isn't the word, but it's ridiculous that all but one team in the East has a losing record in the second half. And it's Jupiter at 25-25, not even above 500. And they're in first by two games. Pitch clock violation called here against Barco. That'll be ball one to Lewis. 1-2 the count now. Marauders would be in first by five games in the East. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike three. Nasty changeup. Cut through by Lewis for out number two. Barco with a ground out and a strikeout. Chance to get himself out of the first inning. Either Hunter Barco's throwing a knuckleball or TrackMan had a misread. Gotcha. First pitch to Kemp Alderman misses away for ball one. Talk about Jupiter's offense. Their average is 243 in the second half. The 1-0 pitch to Alderman cut through, but there's one thing I've learned from this coaching staff is that batting average does not mean squat. It's all about getting on base. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nowhere near it. Alderman with his doors blown off by high fastball from Barco. He'll call time and step out. The count 1-2 with two away. Lefty fires home trying to end the inning. Pitch fouled off. Straight back, catching the mask of Mickness into the backstop it goes. We'll try the 1-2 again. Barco rocks home another 1-2. This pitch crushed to left center field. That one back to the gap, to the track, off the wall. Fielded on the hop off the wall by White Jr. into second with a two-out double is Kemp Alderman. Now, Brandon Rembert sitting alongside me, as always, my silent partner, as I call him. How the heck does that ball get in the gap, but Charles McAdoo's doesn't? That one was 111. 103 isn't enough, apparently. This ballpark, man, I don't think, unless you're pulling it within 5 feet of the pole or hitting it foul, as we saw on Tuesday, that's one way to get a home run called. You would need a piece of divine intervention, it seems like, to get a ball out in right field, in their gap specifically. Dead center's 406, but man, it looks like it plays 420. Maybe even more. Vrondenberg in the box. Barco fires home to him. Call the ball right out over the plate above the knees, but it's 1-1 now. Vrondenberg batting 191 this year. A homer and a 321 OBP. Even offering from Barco after check of the runner on its way. Fly ball, weakly hit right center field. That's going to fall and a run will score. Trying to move up to second. Rather staying after a wide turn is Vrondenberg, and it's 1-0 Hammerheads. And once again, we're looking at a situation where the Marauders had a better start to an inning than the Hammerheads have, but just squandered the opportunity. They had runners at first and second, nobody out, did not score. And two outs, bases empty, turns into a run on the board for Jupiter. First pitch fastball to Jake DeLeo from Barco. Called a strike low and in, it's 0-1. DeLeo batting 244 this year, 320 on base mark. 0-1. Same spot, fastball called a strike again, it's 0-2. That's where my dad would say, go to school on that. If that's getting called a strike tonight, whether it's right or wrong, going to have to defend it. Barco trying to end the inning. Pitch out. In the dirt, great block by Mickness. Runner Vrondenberg will stay put on first. Count 1-2 now. Barco looking in for the signs from Mickness. Marauder left-hander set. His 1-2 on its way. Runner goes. Pitch swung on and missed for strike three, inning over. Barco K's a pair, but two hits earn the Hammerheads a run and a 1-0 lead going to the second inning when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. To fill it up or throw it down, I'm about to tell a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm a rocket man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. And that's a...
Back here for the top of the second. At the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, Jupiter 1, Bradenton nothing. Our score, your Donnie De Los Santos stepping in. First pitch to him. Call the strike. Breaking ball. Misses below the zone, but that one goes Kershipper's way to make it 0-1. De Los Santos takes this time. Changeup missing off the outer edge to even the count at 1-1. Yordani, a rough day yesterday, 0-4 with 4 strikeouts. Trying to turn it around here, the 1-1. Hitting the air to right, fouling out of play down the line it goes for strike two, but saw some positives from De Los Santos. He worked a 8-pitch AB, a 6-pitch, and a 7-pitch trip in 3 of those appearances yesterday. The 1-2 pitch. This is high. Ball in the count, 2-2. Fourth pitch of the AB. He's extended it one further. Even offering from Kershipper on its way. Grounded hard towards short. Backhand pickup by Olmstead. His throw to first low and scooped just in time to get De Los Santos by half a step for out number one. Brings up Sergio Campagna. Batting 188, but with a 381 OBP. He has struck out 16 times. Walked 11 times. Grounds this one toward short. Olmstead again going to have a backhand pickup. Throw to first time. This time in plenty of time. Pardon for out number two. Solid contact from Campagna. Just couldn't find a hole. Two outs on 6 pitches. Justin Mickness up now. Catcher hitting 322 in 8 games played as a pro. Left-handed hitting backstop. Same side matchup here. Kershipper fires home. Fastball left down the middle, taken by Mickness for strike one. Justin, a career 300-plus hitter at Kent State. Watches an 0-1. Breaking ball miss low and away to level the count at a pitch apiece. Now the 1-1 home. Taken up and in. Mickness fired the hands but held back in time as the changeup misses way off the strike zone. 2-1 now. Giovanni Planchart waiting on deck, hoping for a two-out chance. Pitch on its way. Misses high. Tight take, but a good one by Mickness. 3-1 the count now. Walks, walks, and more walks. The Marauders will take them. 3-1. Misses low for ball four. Mickness, a 5-pitch. 90-foot free. Called a strike. Oh, my word. Wow. Mickness was already 5 feet away from the plate. Now the 3-2. Almost hits him. He swings at it and somehow fouls it off. It was closer to hitting him in the chest than in the barrel of the bat. Somehow got a piece to stay alive for another. Wow. Another payoff pitch now from Kershipper. Down the middle. Fastball taken for strike three. Hitting over. Marauders go down in order. We head to the bottom of the second. Still 1-0 Jupiter when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauder Radio Network. Jupiter 1, Bradenton nothing. Barco facing Mark Coley. His first pitch fastball. Called a strike. Just getting the bottom of the zone at the knees. It's 0-1. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty changeup. Has Coley out in front for strike two. Barco with a pair of punch outs in the first. Trying to make it three out of six men faced here. Pitch misses away this time. The changeup taken for ball one. Coley, a 189 hitter. Swings and misses for strike three. High fastball. Right around the middle of the strike zone, blown by him for out number one. Johnny Olmstead up, playing his fourth game here with the Hammerheads tonight. 4 for 9 in those first three. 4 RBI for him. Takes fastball up around the shoulders, falls behind 1-0. Or Barco, rather, falls behind 1-0. Next pitch. Taken. Fastball straight down the middle for strike one. Even offering from Barco now. Call the strike low and in. Changeup lands at the corner to make it 1-2 now. Lefty looking to make it back-to-back. K's pitch home. Ripped into right center field. Mitchell into the gap. Under it. Catch made. Two down. Hard hit ball. Just a little too much air under it. Tony Bullard up now. Batting 190 this year. The 261 OBP. DHing in this one. First pitch to him. In the zone, but call the ball. 1-0 the count. This time he cuts and misses. Fastball away from Barco. Evens the count at 1-1. Bullard had the unfortunate circumstance of attending the University of Arizona. The 1-1 pitch to him. Called a strike at the knees. It's 1-2. Barco looking for strikeout number 4 of the night and out number 3 here in the second inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Barco with a nasty splitter to end the inning. 4 strikeouts for the first 8 men faced. We go to the third. Marauders down 1-0 when we come back.
When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle. And she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. Might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, and it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going, and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a bomb bottle rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker. Might not ought to take a row in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made.
sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. Well, she's a firecracker, she's the light of my life.
Back here for the top of the third inning. Planchy leading it off. Giovanni Planchart for Bradenton. Rodgers down 1-0. Planchart takes change up right out over the heart of the plate for strike one. Planchy batting 288 this year. Takes this fastball up and in to level the count at 1-1. 340 on base percentage for the catcher at first base tonight. The 1-1. Misses away. Fastball about two ball widths off the outer edge. Makes it 2-1 now. Kershipper working with a quick pace here. The left-hander's 2-1 pitch. Bounced weakly towards third into the glove of Lewis. Transfers and throws on time and target to beat Planchart by a step and a half for out number one. Back to the top of the order, and Mitch Jebb. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Batting 300 in his first month as a pro. First pitch to him. Jeb pushes a bunt towards third. Beautiful bunt. Fielded. They have no chance to get him. A perfect bunt single pushed towards third by Jeb. He's at first now with one away. That was a beauty. Could not be more perfect. Halfway between the home plate area and the third base bag. Right on the grass. On the edge of the dirt strip. In the baseline. Rode it, rolled slowly. Now Lonnie White Jr. in the box. First pitch to him. Taken high, snap throw to first. Jeb back in there safely. Ball won the call. And Mitch able to dance himself back home. Jeb with a total of 9 stolen bases this year. The 1-0 to White Jr. from Kershipper. Taken. Off the plate, outside, but called a strike to level the count at 1-1. Lonnie drew a 5-pitch walk back in the first inning. Bradenton got 2 on with nobody out, but did not score on the opportunity. The 1-1 pitch to White Jr. will have to wait. It's a floater of a pickoff throw to first. Jeb takes a skip and a jump back to the bag safely without anything for him to worry about. Now the 1-1 from the Hammerheads lefty to Lonnie White Jr. Swing and a miss. Lonnie out in front of an elevated breaking ball for strike two. Cloudy skies, wind blowing in. Another really nice night here in Jupiter. The 1-2. Ripped to left center field. That ball heading towards the gap. Not going to get down, though. Jeb at risk of getting doubled off, but he'll get back safely. Marauders crushing the ball towards the gaps, but nothing falling right now. A line drive ripped straight into left center field. Hangs up and is caught for out number two. Now Cal Mitchell in the batter's box. 0-1 with a foul pop out to the third baseman Lewis back in the first inning. First pitch to Mitchell. Shoulder-high fastball. Well above the strike zone, 1-0. See if Jeb takes off here with 2 outs to try and put himself in scoring position for Cal Mitchell. The 1-0 pitch from Kershipper. Misses inside, 2-0. And 1-0 Hammerheads here in the top of the third inning. Kershipper set. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Cal Mitchell. Taken low, but called a strike to make it 2-1. Just got a snippet of the strike zone at the knees. Neutral count, 2 balls and a strike with 2 away. Jeb a conservative lead at first. He takes off. Mitchell chases a high fastball, pops it foul third base side. Lewis after it, but running out of room. Strike two. Jeb got a really good jump. I've never seen a guy that steals bases so well with such a small leadoff. It is all about timing and just explosive speed for Mitch Jeb. Doesn't need much of a lead whatsoever. 2-2 the count now to Mitchell with two away. Deuces wild offering from Kershipper. Taken high. Just barely missing the top edge of the strike zone. Call the ball and it's full now, 3-2. Jeb will take off with this pitch here. Full count, two outs. Top of the third inning. Mitchell trying to extend the inning. Payoff pitch from the left-hander. We'll have to wait. Floats a pickoff throw to first. Mitch is a foot off the base. He simply just reaches the left leg back there safely. Now the 3-2. Fouled off, chopping into the Marauder dugout on the first base side. We'll do it again. Pitch number 51 of the night here for Cole Kershipper in the top of the third inning. Has given up a walk, has hit a batter. Has one base hit allowed on the bunt single by Mitch Jeb. Payoff pitch once more from the left-hander to Mitchell. Fouled off again. This time shot straight to the backstop. We'll try the full count pitch for a third time here. McAdoo in the on-deck circle, hoping for a two-out RBI chance. The third payoff pitch in the inning. Misses just outside for ball four. A great take by Mitchell. And a very much deserved eight-pitch walk to move Mitch Jeb up to second into scoring position. Two men on with two away now for Charles McAdoo. Crushed a ball to right center his last time up. Caught on the edge of the warning track in the gap by the right fielder Alderman. See if he can find a base knock here to tie the game up at one. Jeb with blazing speed at second. First pitch to McAdoo. Weak spinner hit towards first. Going to be a tough play. Pitcher fielding, flipping in time. Inning over. McAdoo chases a ball around the dirt, puts it in play, and is retired on the 1-3. The Marauders again will strand a pair on the base paths and still trail 1-0 when we come back.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the bottom of the third inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders down 1-0. Barco back out there for his third inning of work. He'll face 9-1-2. Spencer Bromwell leading it off. 200 hitter with a 339 OBP this year. Barco, 32 pitches offered in the first two innings. 24 strikes, 8 balls. First pitch to Bromwell, fouled off. Straight to the backstop for strike one. Score update in Lakeland. Top of the fourth there. The Tigers and Threshers tied at one thus far. Next pitch, hit in the air to right. Fly ball will hook violently foul and out of play for strike two. Barco, in the first two innings, has struck out four of the eight men he's faced, trying to make it five out of nine here. The 0-2 pitch to Bromwell. Call the ball, man. If that missed, it's not by much. Trackman has it pretty much 50-50. Now the 1-2. Don't matter. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball in the outer half, blown by Bromwell for out number one. Barco, in fine, fine form tonight, has struck out five of the first nine men in the order. Back to the top now, and Jordan McCants in the box. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out. First pitch to him. Shows bunt, pulls back at a ball that bounces in the dirt, making it 1-0. Barco's one ball offering. Call the strike, low and in. Gets a touch of the corner. The 1-1 pitch now. Broken back grounder back to the mound. Barco will scoop, step, and flip to Planchy, who toe taps the pillow in plenty of time for out number two. Ian Lewis up now, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Barco has now set down six in a row, four of them via the K. Left-hander's first pitch to Lewis. Fouled off to the backstop. Man, the Hammerheads, when we jokingly talked about it on Tuesday night with, who was that, Brandon? Yan Mercado, swinging and missing and everything, but Jupiter rarely taking a pitch. And when they do, they're called strikes like that last one to make it 0-2. But a lot of chasing and missing, a lot of weak contact. Time called by Lewis. 0-2, the count to him with two outs. Barco trying to make it seven in a row, set down and pick up his sixth strikeout in just three innings of work. The 0-2. Misses up and in. Lewis jumps up and out of the way of the high and tight fastball. Four ball one. Next pitch. Fouled off the foot of the batter in the box. Earns himself another 1-2. Middle infielder's playing back on the grass for the Marauders. Straight up in the outfield grass for the left, right, and center fielder. The 1-2 pitch again from Barco. Swing and a miss, strike three. A chase and a miss in the dirt ends the inning. Barco strikes out six in the first three innings. Just one run allowed, but a big one at that. Jupiter up 1-0. Going to the fourth when we return on the Marauder Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the top of the fourth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders down 1-0. One hit on the board for Bradenton, two for Jupiter, but big hits they have proven to be. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Castillo de los Santos and Campania here in the fourth for the Marauders. Jesus leading it off, 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch to him, a breaking ball. Misses up and outside, 1-0. Next pitch, taken. Center cut, fastball. Call the strike to level things up at 1-1. Next pitch, grounded hard up the middle, straight into the glove of the shortstop. Olmstead, his throw to first in time, one away. A lot of ground outs for the Marauders here early on. Kershipper's pitch to contact approach working thus far. Brings up De Los Santos, who is 0-1 with a ground out. But just a positive, he was able to get one in play after a rough night yesterday. Bounces this first pitch into the Hammerhead dugout, foul on the third base side for strike one. Yordani with the average at 184 right now. Entered this game hitting 121 amongst his last 10 outings. See if he can put it together here. The 0-1. Misses high. Fastball just above the top edge of the strike zone. About half a ball width on top of the belt line to make it 1-1. Next pitch coming home already. Yordani takes. Breaking ball up and away, good spot, but called a ball to make it 2-1. Barco and Kershipper here for Jupiter working quickly. This pitch popped up. First base side, foul ground. Vrondenberg should have room over towards the tarp. He makes the catch, 2 away. Two infield pop-outs and 6 ground outs so far for Bradenton. Sergio Campagna up 0-1 with a ground out. Batting 182. Strikeouts have been his big wall to climb lately. Or rather, his whole stint with the Marauders as he chases and misses a changeup down around the ankles for strike one. The 0-1 from Kershipper. Campagna takes, backdoor breaking ball. Misses well outside. Slipped out of the hand of Kershipper, levels it out at a pitch, a piece. Now the 1-1. Taken high, eye-level fastball missing well off the strike zone, 2-1. It is get the ball back, come set, and throw for Cole Kershipper right now, the 2-1. Chased and missed. Change up sends Campagna flying out in front of it. Comes up empty for strike two. Kershipper trying to make it 4 scoreless. Campagna calling time, stepping out now quickly, working himself back into the right-handed batter's box. 2-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball down the middle. Campagna checks at it, slows up halfway through, and is set down to end the inning. The Marauders just 1 hit through the first 4. They're held scoreless, 1-0 Jupiter. The tally when we come back.
First cool snap of fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, hard and a chair. Let's build a fire. Shoulder pads cracking on a high school field. Opening days on our heels. God, I love how Friday night feels. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire, let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on, y'all better back up. Let's build a fire. You can't burn it down in the neighborhood, but it's all good back in the backwoods. Let the good time just transpire. Let's build a fire. We've been talking about it since July. Tim Dunn dropped down to 45. Think it's time we take it higher. Let's build a fire. Come a little closer if you can. Put your little heart in my hand. Turn me on like an amplifier. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire. You can't burn it down.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauder Radio Network. Hammerheads 1, Marauders nothing, our score, as Jorge Ramos, the right-hander from Magdalena, Mexico, will go on to the mound now for Bradenton. 3.93 ERA this year for Jorge. 18 and a third pitch. His first pitch is fouled off to the backstop by Kemp Alderman for strike one. Barco's outing finishes three pitched, gives up two hits and earned run while striking out six and walking zero. Ramos with the 0-1 pitch to the three-hole hitter. Misses inside, ball one. Alderman one for one in the game. Crunched a double into the left center field gap and came around to score back in the first inning. The 1-1. Grounded hard but foul past the third base bag. Well struck but not in between the chalk. A hard hit, strike number two. Alderman back into the box, waiting for that loose foul ball to get dumped off the field. Campagna couldn't be bothered to go get it, so the manager and third base coach Nelson Prada for Jupiter has to run down the left field line to pick it up. The 1-2, fouled off, straight to the backstop, crashing high off the netting. Try the 1-2 again. Ramos has the sign from Mickness. 1-2 home. Swing and a miss, strike three. Nasty breaking ball. Dives low and away late to send Alderman out in front for out number one. That is 12 batters faced for Barco and Ramos combined, and it is seven strikeouts to this point. Brock Vandenberg up, catches a changeup off the end of the bat, fouls it straight back for strike one. Score update in the top of the fifth inning in Lakeland. Clearwater now up 2-1. Marauders just got to do their job now. Ramos is 0-1 pitch. Misses low, down around the ankles with the fastball to level it at 1-1. Vandenberg 1-for-1 in the game. A cheap floater RBI single back in the first inning. Pitch. Misses low and away. Fastball off the corner. Mickness tried to frame it up but could not fool Justin Hopkins. It's ball two. Next pitch. Tipped in the mitt of Mickness. Fastball. Fouled straight into the catcher's palms for strike two. Vandenberg calls time and steps out. Left-handed hitter will dig back in now. Ramos looking to make it two batters faced and two punch-outs here in the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch from Jorge. Grounded weakly toward short. Mitch Jebb will bobble but recollect and throw to first in time for out number two. Brings up the five-hole hitter, Jake DeLeo. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout, batting 241 this year. Ramos looking good so far. Guy that the Marauders know they can count on when he's in good form for a couple of innings out of the bullpen in the night. His first pitch fastball misses, about ball with or two off the outer edge to DeLeo for ball one. Next pitch already coming. Bunt showed but pulled back as that one skips in the dirt in front of home plate, making it 2-0 now. A runoff, two hits for Jupiter, the difference thus far. The 2-0. This is inside, 3-0 now. Ramos at risk of handing out a free base with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders pitchers walked just two yesterday, and Ramos will walk one here as he misses low with ball four. Brings up Mark Coley with a chance to cash in with two away as DeLeo will trot down to first. Coley 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Was one of the six strikeout victims of Hunter Barco in his three-inning outing. First pitch to him. Taken. At the knees, it's called a ball, though, 1-0. Good spot by Ramos to live in. Five straight missing the strike zone for him, though. The 1-0 now. Call the strike, fastball. Lands nicely in the up and away corner to level it at 1-1. Wind picking up a bit now, blowing in from center. Rodgers with a pull side shift in the infield here for Coley. Pickoff throw to first, diving back safely is the runner DeLeo. He has 9 swiped bags this year. Ramos keen to keep an eye on him. Jorge set the 1-1 pitch to Coley now. Taken. What? That pitch is almost touching the center quadrant of the strike zone on TrackMan, and it's called a ball. This next offering is an elevator shaft homer high above second base. Mitch Jepp tracking it and catching it to end the inning. No harm, no foul on the missed call. The Marauders hang their third straight 0 on the board here in the bottom of the fourth inning. To the fifth we go. Hammerheads 1, Marauders nothing, our score, and we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Ben Picorni with you here on the Marauder Radio Network. 1-0 Jupiter, the score through 4 innings. Justin Mickness will lead it off, the 8-hole hitter for Bradenton. First pitch, breaking ball to him, loops high above the strike zone for ball 1. Mickness 0-for-1, struck out looking in his one and only trip so far back in the second inning. Next pitch. Grounded hard but straight at the second baseman, McCants, who fields comfortably and throws in plenty of time for out number 1. Another slow roller in the infield. That retires a Marauder at first. Planchy up now 0-for-1 with a ground out. A lot of weak contact grounders hit up the middle here so far for Bradenton. Planchart lines this one down the right side. That's going to drop in fair and roll towards the corner. Planchy digging for 2. He's going to take a turn there and be held up by JJ with a leadoff, or rather one out, pardon, double for Giovanni Planchart. Great piece of hitting. Got a breaking ball on the outer edge of the plate and took it where the pitcher offered it. Straight down that line into the corner. Marauders a base hit away from tying it up with exactly who they want up, the top of the order in Mitch Jepp. Mitch 1-for-1, hit by a pitch in the first, singled on a beautiful bunt down the third baseline in the third inning. Batting 309 this year, a .286 average with runners in scoring position. First pitch to him, change up, dives low and away for ball 1. Planchy runs really well for a catcher. Does not need much to get around and score. Kershipper's 1-0 pitch to Jepp. Line to left, hooking foul and out of play, though. That one will thunder into the seats for strike 1. Sizable lead at second for Planchy. The 1-1 pitch to Mitch. Fouled off to the backstop. Got a hung breaking ball. Couldn't time it up, though. Goes down to strike number two. Big night for the Tigers in Lakeland, aside from the playoff race. Max Clark making his single-A debut right now in Lakeland. Mitch Jebb here in the box for the Marauders. The 1-2 pitch to him with the runner at second and one out. Fastball misses about half a foot off the outside corner to even it up at 2-2. Still 2-1 Clearwater up north to Joker Merchant. 2-2 count, one out to Jebb. Planchy at second. Kershipper checks and fires home. Mitch grounds it hard but straight at the second baseman McCants, who stumbles but fields and throws to first in time for out number two. Planchart does advance 90 feet up to third, though, on the 4-3 put away. Marauders counting on a hit here from Lonnie White Jr. A walk and a flyout in this one. But that flyout was a belter into the left center field gap. One of two balls tonight the Marauders have put in play that just somehow have not found the outfield grass. This pitch slowly rolled up the first baseline. It's going to be a tough play. Throw to first. Not in time. Lonnie's called safe. Planchy scores, and we're tied at one. A swinging bunt infield single for White Jr. Scores Planchart, and it is a brand new ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Exactly how Lonnie drew it up, I'm sure. Really tight play at first. Barely beats it out. Picks up RBI number 23 of the year to tie it at one. Cal Mitchell up now, a walk and a pop out in the game. Takes change up, missing off the outer edge, gets ahead 1-0. Now the 1-0 from Kershipper. Mitchell waits on a breaking ball. Can't time it up, though. Fouled off to the backstop. It's 1-1. Sizable lead at first for Lonnie. Mitchell takes. Slider missing low and away for ball two. Two balls and a strike with two away. Pickoff throw to first. White Jr. walks back to the bag safely. That one is looped over and nowhere near. Having to trouble White Jr. off the bag. The 2-1 from the left-hander on the mound for Jupiter. White Jr. does run. Pitch misses high. Throw down to second offline. Lonnie's in there safely with stolen base number 10 of the year. Shoots himself into scoring position and now a hitter advantage. 3-1 count for Cal Mitchell. Chance to get his first hit of the rehab assignment to likely give the Marauders their first lead of the game. The 3-1 pitch on its way. Chopped weakly to second. Routine field, step, and throw, inning over. Marauders get one to tie it up, but Strand White Jr. in scoring position. A brand new game at the halfway point. One apiece when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the penny.
back here for the bottom of the fifth inning. At the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, Marauders 1, Hammerheads 1. Ramos facing 7-8-9, Johnny Olmstead leading it off. First pitch, slider misses low around the dirt to him for ball 1. Olmstead 0-for-1. Flied out to right, his last trip and only trip so far in this game. Next pitch, a weak chopper to third, tough play for Castillo. Barehand pickup, throw to first offline. And the runner will quickly sprint back to first. What a highlight reel play that would have been from Jesus. His throw just 5 feet offline to Planchard. An infield single, I assume, and it is the scorer's decision for Olmstead. Castillo gave it one heck of an effort, though. Leadoff man gets on Tony Bullard up. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch to him from Ramos. Fastball down the middle, taken for strike 1. Top of the sixth inning now, still 2-1 in favor of the Threshers. Ramos with the 0-1 pitch here to Bullard. Check swing. Oh, wow. They're going to say he didn't go. Home plate umpire saying it hit him. JJ can't believe it. How is that not a swing? Ramos with the sarcastic smile shaking his head on the mound. Have a night, Hopkins and Crowell. Wow. Batter clearly swung. He went all the way around. That wasn't even a check swing. It was either a foul ball or it hit him and he swung. And they're going to say it's neither. And there's two on now with nobody out. Brings up Spencer Bromwell, the nine-hole hitter. Ramos, due to some unlucky last two plate appearances, in a spot here now of trouble. This pitch grounded weakly toward short. De Los Santos scoops, flips for one, throw to first, double play. A twin kill, 6-4-3, De Los Santos, Jeb, and Planchi. Pick up a massive twin kill. Sending it back to the top of the order now. Ramos trying to get out of here unscathed. He'll have to get through Jordan McCants. And time called. JJ is going to head out to the mound now. Alexa and 40 going to head out there too now. Don't know who's shaken up or injured on the play. But Ramos looks to be in a little bit of discomfort here. Alexa looks to be checking out the non-throwing hand of Jorge Ramos. You can see him grimacing. Not sure what happened there. He was not involved in the play by any means or around the baseball. Didn't see him trip or anything. Really odd. Marauders already had action in the bullpen. See Alexa pointing to the dugout for something. She's going to run back there and grab probably something out of her bag that she brings into the dugout. Digging through it in the dugout, trying to find something to head out there and help Jorge with whatever's going on. But it's a non-pitching hand issue from what we can or what I can see from up here, which is a positive. Didn't see what Alexa brought out there after running into the dugout. Ramos toweling himself off. 40 chatting with Mickness now off to the side. Ramos seems like he's all good and set to keep going, so JJ, 40, and Alexa will walk back to the dugout, and we'll get back to action here. Ramos going to fire a couple of warm-up tosses. Looks good so far. And we're going to get back to it now. Ramos okay to keep going. Brings Jordan McCants into the batter's box. A ground out in the first and a ground out in the third inning for him. 0 for 2. Let's make it 0 for 3 and keep this one tied at 1. Ramos set. Runner at third. Two outs the first pitch. McCants takes. Fastball missing. About a foot or two outside for ball one. The 1-0. This is a ways outside again. 2-0 now. Hitter advantage pitch. Letter high fastball. 3-0. Ramos struggling to find that strike zone. This pitch also missing. All four on four straight. And now JJ is going to head out to the mound and I think make a change here. Marauders will call to the bullpen. That'll do it for Ramos tonight. An inning and two-third pitch for Jorge. Gives up a hit, hits a batter, walks one and strikes out one. Walks two, rather. Finishing it off with the base on balls. Looks like Elijah Birdsong. Out of the bullpen for Bradenton when he comes in. And when we come back from break, men at the corners, two outs, a tie game at one in the bottom of the fifth here on the Marauder Radio Network.
When it comes to hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck to find a bunch of laws, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book, yeah, I wrote the book. If you want to learn to throw a curve right, catch a clean up, looking on a third strike. Talk a little smack while he's walking back. Yeah, I wrote the book. But there's one that led by the lamp on the nightstand. One that says don't cuss and don't fly. Or let the bottle turn you into a different man. But damn if I don't do it every Friday night. Those get you into heaven, letters in red. Ain't getting red enough to keep me on a straight line. I'm a jack of all trades, but man, I gotta say, that's one book I didn't write. She had her life straight. She said she loved it. I was good at everything. One day she left me in a cloud of dust, cause I never was too good at picking up. The one that led by the lamp on the nightstand. One that says don't cuss and don't fly. Or let the bottle turn you into a different man. But damn if I don't do it every Friday night. Those get you into heaven, letters in red.
Back here after the pitching change. Ian Lewis will bat with one of his bats up in the protective netting behind home plate. The guy that has swung and thrown his bat twice in the first two games. Stands in now and takes ball one from Birdsong. in between innings, when or in between the change, rather, when Birdie was warming up, Lewis in the on-deck circle probably swung and threw his bat maybe 50 feet up in the netting behind home plate. Birdsong's 1-0. Weak fly ball to left. This could be trouble. Bait racing after Castillo. Basket over the shoulder catch by Jesus. What a grab by Costi to rob Lewis of a single and end the inning for the Marauders to keep it tied at one. What a play by the Marauder utility man to keep us all square at the OK Corral. To the sixth we go, 1-1 game when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator, and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the top of the sixth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauder Radio Network. Bradenton 1, Jupiter 1, with 4 innings to go here tonight. Charles McAdoo will lead off the sixth for the Marauders. He's 0-2. Takes a high breaking ball. Called a strike. That's a gift for Kerr Shipper to make it 0-1. Next pitch. Fastball misses just above the belt. 1-1. McAdoo with a fly out in the first to ground out back to the mound in the third inning. The 1-1 pitch from Kerr Shipper. Smoked past the shortstop. A line drive will drop into left for a leadoff single. McAdoo with his hit and shoes found. 1-0-8. The liner flies off the bat. Gets Bradenton out on the front foot here in the sixth inning. Fourth hit of the game for the Marauders. Brings up Jesus Castillo, a strikeout and a ground out, 0-2 in the game. I would not be surprised in the slightest to see him try to lay a bunt down here. Swings and grounds it to third, to second for one, double play. The first real hard hit single the Marauders have had in the game. Then turns into a 5-4-3 twin kill. De Los Santos up 0-2. Ground out, pop out tonight. First pitch to him. Good spot, but call the ball. Yordani ahead 1-0. Next pitch. De Los Santos, I don't know what that was from Yordani. He does it quite often where he'll spin and jump out of the batter's box. That pitch was a stone-cold strike, though. The 1-1. Hung breaking ball, taken down the middle for strike two. Kerr Shipper, a chance to cut through the Marauders here on 8 pitches in the inning. This pitch lined to right, though, well struck by De Los Santos. It'll drop down as he slams his bat into the ground. Running down the baseline, a hard hit line drive single extends the inning. Puts a man at first for Sergio Campagna now. Donnie upset with the calls in that AB. Tomahawked his bat straight into the dirt. Campagna 0 for 2. Strikeout, ground out. Takes here. Breaking ball missing away. 1-0. Left-hander set the 1-0 pitch. Campagna takes. Breaking ball. Lands back door on the outer edge. First strike, one called. All but two Marauders have reached base safely. Campagna here, and Mickness in the on-deck circle behind him. The 1-1 pitch from Kershipper. Swing and a miss. Campagna way, way late. At a belt-high center cut fastball. 88 on the gun. 1-2 now. Kershipper, after a hard hit start to the inning, a chance to get out of it unscathed. The 1-2 will have to wait. Campagna will call time late. And step out now. Ball and two strikes with two away. Kershipper trying to make it six innings pitch with just one run allowed. Left-hander will pick to first. De Los Santos walks back safely. Have not seen a pickoff move made in anger with a quick step off and a hard throw. It's all been weakly step, weakly throw. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Campagna punched out for the second time tonight. Inning over. Marauders get two hits in the sixth to double their total in the game, but are unable to push them into scoring position. We will go to the bottom of the sixth, still tied at one when we come back.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders won. Hammerheads won the score. Getting late into this one. Birdsong out there for his first full inning of work. Faces Kemp Alderman. He's 1-for-2 with a strikeout. Takes slider missing away for ball one. Birdsong has battled as of late. 6.44 ERA this year. His 1-0 pitch to the three-hole hitter. Hits him. A leadoff HBP puts a go-ahead man on with nobody out now to start the sixth for Jupiter. Birdsong's last outing. A real rough one. Trying to turn it around here tonight. He can do a big job of keeping this game tied up. Brock Vandenberg up 1-for-1 with an RBI single. Takes. Pitch misses low and away for ball one. Alderman the runner at first. One stolen base this year. Next pitch. Line to left. A base hit towards the gap. Cut off by Campagna. Now men at first and second with nobody out. dangerous start to the inning here for the Marauders. Jake DeLeo up, a walk and a strikeout tonight. Birdsong hoping for a double play with his sinker-slider mix. He induces ground ball as well. It's just got to keep it down in the zone. First pitch, bunt showed. DeLeo pulls back. Sinker misses down around the ankles for ball one. Bunt is a smart move here for Jupiter if they can get it down. Birdsong's 1-0 pitch. DeLeo pulls back again as that pitch also misses low, 2-0. Count to the five-hole hitter, Jake DeLeo. Birdsong trying to find that strike zone. DeLeo trying to get a bunt down. Pitch is bunted. Fair. Nobody covering first. No play. Everyone's safe, and the bases are loaded. Bases loaded. Nobody out now. Blanchard, the first baseman, I'm not sure why, was charging a bunt that was on the third baseline. Just left first base unoccupied. Mitch Jepp got there. There might have been a chance to throw to him, but not worth the risk at that point. Mark Coley up now, fouls the first pitch straight back towards Mickness for strike one. Birdsong hoping for a ground ball to one of the corner infielders. They can get a play at the plate or straight back to him on the mound. Field pop fly does the job too. 0-1 pitch. In the dirt, to the backstop it goes, and it's 2-1 Jupiter. Wild pitch from Birdsong gives the Hammerheads the lead right back. Now no double play chance and still nobody out in the inning. Getting rough here in the sixth for the Marauders. The 1-1 pitch with the infield in now. Weak fly ball hitting the right center field. Mitchell charging onto it. He drops it. Up to second is Coley. Up to third is DeLeo, and a run scores to make it 2-0. Mitchell drops the fly ball. Just falling apart here in the sixth inning. Now still two runners in scoring position. Still nobody out. Wow, they give him a base hit for that. That is generous. Infield in. Johnny Olmstead set up 1-for-2, a single and a flyout. Swing and a miss. First pitch fastball, strike one. Just went straight in and out of the glove of Mitchell. It was a basket catch while he was running onto it, but one you thought he could make off the bat. 0-1. This is inside 1-1. Even offering now from Birdsong. Swing and a miss for strike two. Chance to pick up a big first out. Marauders down 3-1 now. The 1-2 pitch from EB. This is inside for ball two. Count even at a pair apiece now to Olmstead. Two from the Marauder right-hander. Fouled off the end of the bat. We'll try it again. Still nobody out. A hit by pitch to start. A single, and a double. With a wild pitch scoring two runs in this inning. Birdsong's come and set his 2-2 again to Olmstead. With nobody out. is wild to the backstop again. Another run's going to score. It's 4-1 now. Second wild pitch of the inning. Puts Jupiter up by 3. Now a full count to Olmstead. Birdsong's 3-2 on its way home. Swing and a miss, strike 3-1 away. Much needed first out to stop the bleeding here. Tony Bullard up now, hit by a pitch his last time up in the fifth. Struck out, swinging in the second inning. First pitch from Birdsong, runner at third, one out now. Taken, slider at the top edge of the strike zone. Call the strike, it's 0-1. Next offering, weak bouncer towards the mound. Run will score. Birdsong fields and throws to first in time for out number two. But the fourth run of the inning comes across, and it's 5-1 now. Jupiter way, way out in front. RBI ground out for Bullard. Nelson Prada, the Jupiter manager, arguing the call at first. That was a pretty routine, no issue play at the bag. He'll head back to his third base coaching box. Spencer Bromwell up 0-2, a ground out. Into a double play and a strikeout. Takes a pitch right down the middle. Call the ball. 1-0. 5-1 Jupiter now. Next pitch from Birdsong. Misses off the inner edge. 2-0. Two ball offering now from EB. Weak chopper towards short. Hard charging is De Los Santos. Scooping, throwing in time. Inning over. Four runs off of three hits here in the sixth for the Hammerheads. They are out to a big 5-1 lead. Entering the final three innings of play when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Sheriff's Office on our court of line, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes. We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 North 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 North 8, when you're up.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the top of the seventh inning. Marauders down 5-1 as Yuri Montero will now enter the game on the mound for the Hammerheads. Montero this year a 5.05 ERA, 33 strikeouts and 18 walks and 35 and two-thirds pitched. 25th outing. Here, Meknes crunches the first pitch he sees down the left field line. Fouling out of play, though, for strike one. Meknes 0 for 2. A strikeout and a ground out. 0-1. Smoke deep to left by Meknes. That one's got a chance, but it will not hang on. Hooking foul for strike two. Pieces up each of the first two pitches he sees, but can't keep them within the poles. The 0-2 now from Montero. Out of the windup home. Taken missing outside backdoor slider attempt. Just off the edge makes it 1-2. By just off the edge, I mean it was in the middle of the strike zone almost on track, man. Next pitch, check swinging a ball in the dirt. No, he did not go. How can a first base umpire make a call with a left-handed hitter in the box? It is the most absurd call in minor league baseball. I can see it better than he can. The batter's back is turned to him. And Meknes is called out on a check swing for out number one after Bullard swung all the way around and they gave him a hit-by-pitch out of it. Standards on the floor here tonight. Planchart takes a ball in the dirt, gets ahead 1-0. He's 1-for-2 with a ground out and a double in this one. Next pitch, taken high, called a strike and it's 1-1. As Lakeland have just taken the lead. Planchart grounds this one hard to third. Lucky grab by Lewis, the third baseman. He had no idea where the ball was, just praying it ended up in the glove. Makes the throw to first in time, two away. Top of the order in Mitch Jeb. Hit by a pitch in the first, single in the third, grounded out in the fifth inning. Of course, Lakeland take the lead as the Marauders fall behind by four. First pitch to Jeb on its way. Fastball hummed down the middle for strike one, taken and called. Belt high fastball, call the ball. Good spot, but it's 1-1 now. Next pitch falls in the dirt. Two balls and a strike now to Jeb. Routers down 5-1. Have seven outs to work with offensively. Jeb takes the 2-1 fastball right down the middle for strike two. Jeb taking a walk around the home plate area after calling time. Now back in the box, the 2-2 pitch with two away. Grounded back to the mound, off the glove of the pitcher Montero. That's going to fall in the Bermuda Triangle of infielders. Jeb's going to reach safely on what will be scored an infield single. And I think on that one, if Montero didn't get a glove on it, that's probably up the middle into center field anyways. So Jeb gets what he deserves and reaches. Two outs for Lonnie White Jr. now. Takes belt high heater, called a strike 0-1. Lonnie with an RBI infield single his last time up in the fifth inning. The 0-1 now. Taken in the dirt, slider falls short and we're even. Ball and a strike to White Jr. Jeb with a conservative lead at first. Montero peeks over and fires home. Lonnie takes, fastball missing. Couple feet up and outside for ball two. Starter Cole Kershipper for the Hammerheads. Six innings, Gave up 5 hits, 1 earned run, striking out 4. Kept the Marauders silent for the most part tonight. Montero's 2-1 to White Jr. Taken. Oh, man. Way off the plate. Called a strike, and it's 2-2 now. Marauders can't get a call to go their way. The 2-2 from Montero. White Jr. takes, slider in the dirt. Drops in the opposite-handed batter's box. Full count now at 3-2. With one swing, just got to hope you can make it a tighter ball game. Tall hill to climb here for the Marauders. 3-2, two away. Payoff pitch from Montero. Lonnie takes, slider in the dirt. Ball 4. Draws the walk to move Jeb up to second. And now two men on with two away for Cal Mitchell. Mitchell, a walk, a ground out, and a pop out tonight. 0-5. And now two games of his rehab assignment with the Marauders. See if Mitchell can come up in the clutch. Takes fastball high and outside for ball 1. One and 0 with two away. Jeb at second, White Jr. at first. Fitch. Mitchell takes, ball in the dirt, 2-0. Lonnie White Jr. in a what I would describe as a wide receiver split. Off of first base in his leadoff. It's exactly what it is. Looks like he's lining up to route up the first baseman right now. 2-0. Weekly hit line drive towards center. That's going to drop in. Jeb going to be sent home. White Jr. moving up to third. Mitch scores an RBI single with two away from Cal Mitchell. Gives the Marauders some life on offense. Back to a 3-run ball game. Up to third is White Jr. Mitchell at first with the RBI single. And now it is Charles McAdoo's turn. Try and bring another run in. One swing could tie it if Charles can park it in the left field bullpen. Montero set, first pitch to Mac. Takes. Fastball right over the heart of the plate for strike 1. The 0-1 pitch. Taken up and in. Fastball flies in front of the eye level of McAdoo for ball 1. Montero staring in. Come and set the 1-1 pitch to McAdoo. Check swing. Holds up in time. Ball 2. No appeal from the catcher. Two balls and a strike with two away. White Jr. at third. Mitchell at first. The pitch. Right down the middle with the fastball. Taken by McAdoo for strike 2. Time to choke up and try to poke something out there. Deuces wild with men at the corners. The pitch to McAdoo from Montero. Grounded right to the shortstop Olmstead, who fields, has no play at second, throws to first in time, inning over. Rodgers leave two men on base but do get a run, still trailing a tall hill to climb. 3-run deficit going to the stretch. We'll be back for the bottom of the 7th here shortly on the Marauder Radio Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh inning. Jordan McCants leading it off, facing Darvin Garcia on the mound for the Marauders. Hammerheads up 5-2. Darvin's first pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball smoked by him. Darvin touches 95 with offering number one to get ahead. 0-1 the count. McCants a walk and two ground outs tonight. 0-2. Darvin's 0-1. Elevated cutter misses high. Ball and a strike the count now. Garcia this year with a 7.03 ERA. His 1-1 pitch bounced up the middle. Yordani Fields behind the second base bag and throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. Brings up Ian Lewis, who's 0-3 with two strikeouts and a pop-out. Rodgers either need Clearwater to score a run in the ninth or got to figure themselves out on offense here in these next two innings. While counting on the bullpen to keep throwing up zeros. Garcia's first pitch to Lewis. Weak chopper to first. Going to bounce foul for strike one. Next pitch misses up and in. One and one the count to Lewis. Pitch from Garcia misses low in the dirt, 2-1. Five to two, Jupiter on top. This pitch line to right, that's down the line. Probably going to be a triple as it gets to the corner. Lewis racing for second. Mitchell picks it up off the wall, and Lewis will stop with just a double this time. One out double for the two-hole hitter. Brings up Kemp Alderman, who has a double, a strikeout, and has been hit by a pitch tonight. Alderman into the right-handed batter's box. Mickness behind home after a quick chat with Garcia on the mound. First pitch from Darvin. Hits him square on the kneecaps. You could hear that from up here in the booth. That was a fastball right on the knee. Hobbling down to first. Left leg's not working too well for Alderman. Nelson Prada, the third base coach and manager, going to check on him, but seems to be insisting that he's okay. Brock Vandenberg up. RBI single in the first, a single in the sixth, grounded out in the fourth, 2-for-3. Two on with one away. Garcia checks both runners and fires. Pitch line to left, foul and out of play. Down the line it goes for strike one. The 0-1 from Darvin. Pickoff throw to second. Got him! What a nifty inside move by Darvin Garcia. Yordany de los Santos fired up, gives out a scream and a fist pump. And the lead runner cut down via the pickoff move by Garcia. Where did Darvin pull that inside move out of? We have not seen that all year. Someone's been working on his pickoffs. Now the next pitch to Vandenberg. Called a strike and it's 0-2. Now Darvin a swing and a miss away from hanging a zero. 0-2 pitch with two down to Vandenberg. Misses just off the outer edge. Ball width away from the corner. 1-2 the count now. Garcia comes set. A 1-2 pitch to Vandenberg. Just misses low, really tight to the corner, low and away. Call the ball, and it's 2-2. Two two now. Bounced in front of home plate. Mickness will be called off by Garcia, who fields and throws to first with confidence in time to end the inning. Another solid frame by Darvin Garcia. He's been on a roll lately. We go to the eighth. Marauders need three runs in the next two innings to keep this one alive, trailing 5-2 when we come back.
I roll in, bumping tins into Broadway. Dirty boots been working like a dog day. Boots scooting to the Duke for some Conway. Or anything to get my honky tonk on. You walk in, cut off, looking real skimpy. The hottest thing my side of the Mississippi. And I can spin you round and round till I get you dizzy. But you look like you got your billy in your bones. So let's get this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of all that alcohol. Disappear somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about you? I got a 4x4 with a 2x just to keep them old mountains blue. Skinny dip or catch a catfish. Yeah, I take you to the holler. I ain't talking about a hollow. Put some bread on the tread. Hell, I'll watch it off tomorrow. Let's ditch this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of all that alcohol. Disappear somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about you? I got a 4x4 with a 2x just to keep them old mountains blue.
Back here for the top of the eighth inning. Marauders down 5-2. Castillo leading it off, pushes a bunt foul, third base side for strike one. Costi's last time up, grounded into a inning-killing double play. McAdoo led it off with a line drive single before. Castillo just bounced into a weak chopper to third. The 0-1. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt from Castillo for strike two. Marauders six outs to work with, down by three. Unless Clearwater can come back, if results hold, we'll be back to three games in the chase. The 0-2 pitch to Jesus. Misses inside, slider almost hits him. He jumps out of the way for ball one. Now the 1-2. Misses high. Oh my word. Called strike three. It is the ump show here tonight in Palm Beach. Castillo rung up looking for out number one. That has not been given a strike all night long. De Los Santos up now 1-3. First pitch to him to the backstop for ball one. The 1-0 also misses way outside. Not to the backstop this time, though, but it's 2-0 to Yordani. Hard hit line drive single his last time up. Marauders would greatly appreciate if he can get into a groove down the stretch here. Fastball to him, finds a home center cut for strike one called. Two-one pitch. Misses outside, 3-1. Hitter advantage count for De Los Santos. Campagna in the on-deck circle behind him. 3-1. Misses outside, but for ball four, Yordani draws a one-out walk. Bradenton with a base runner here. For Sergio Campagna, who has struggled tonight. He has struggled in his stint with the Marauders here in 2023, batting 171. Has struck out in more than half of his plate appearances. He's 0-for-3 with 2 Ks tonight. See if he can turn it around in a big spot here. First pitch. Fastball sizzled down the middle for strike one called. Yuri Montero gave up 2 hits and an earned run in the 7th. Marauders hoping to do damage off him again here. The 0-1 pitch from the right-hander. Popped foul and out of play by Campagna for strike 2. As Lakeland now are a strike away from the win. The 0-2 pitch to Sergio. Call the ball. Pitch that does not miss by much at all. 1-2
DF.
Now.
Dashboard. Strike zone.
De Los Santos leads off.
List.
First.
Change data.
The 1-2 from Montero.
Full screen.
To Campagna.
Release speed.
Double
94.
Ball. It's a second for one.
MPH.
First. Not in time.
Spin rate. 2,187.
One of the
RPM.
Here had a problem with the call.
Strike zone. Induced vertical break.
Definitely a night where the umpires could hear
one
you
inch.
From the seats.
Inches.
Easily single you out.
Exit speed.
6-4 the
93.
Campagna.
MPH.
Fielder's choice to keep the inning alive. For
horizontal
now.
Break.
Justin Mickness up.
Minus first 2 inch. Inches.
Two strikeouts at a
exit
ground
angle.
Out.
Minus 16.13 degrees. Bearing.
And clear water loose.
Minus 10.51.
So unless we can come back.
Degrees.
Going to be still
distance.
3 games.
11 feet 1 inch.
First
feet inches.
Cut straight through for strike one.
Distance.
Got a
strike zone.
Center cut just below the
induced
belt.
Vertical break.
Up,
MPH. Strike zone. Induced vertical break. Eight.
The 0-1 pitch misses up and in. Ball and a strike now to Mickness. Figure the Marauders need to get at least one here in this top of the eighth inning. The 1-1 pitch from Montero. Hit in the air to left, well struck, way back to the track, running after it, can't make the play. Campagna is going to be waved home and score all the way from first. Mickness stands at second with a two-out RBI double to cut the deficit to 2 now. He runs into one and cranks it the other way. One hop to the wall. Good base running by Sergio to come around all the way from first and score. RBI number 3 as a pro for Mickness. Now Planchu excels in two-out RBI spots with a chance to knock a hit in to make it a one-run game. Mickness at second, two outs. 5-3 the score. Montero's first offering to Planchy. Fastball snaps down the middle for strike one. Planchart, 2 ground outs and a double tonight. 1-for-3 in the game. Montero's 0-1 pitch to Planchart. Taken high, just misses above the belt. Slider, can't find the zone, it's 1-1. Montero checks Mickness, the 1-1 pitch. Planchart watches the slider land in the dirt for ball 2. Good block by the catcher, Bromwell. And it stays put on second. The 2-1 pitch. Planchard grounds it. Fair ball down the first baseline towards the corner. Mickness will score easily. Planchard heading for second. He's there with his second double of the night. An RBI two-bagger to make it a one-run game. Another great piece of hitting by Giovanni Planchard. Takes what the pitcher gives him and drives one the other way. Puts himself in scoring position, and now Mitch Jebb has a chance to tie it with a base hit. This will be the end of the night, though, for Montero. Nelson Prada, the manager of the Hammerheads, out to the mound to make a change. We'll step aside. Well, he does so. Lefty to the hill for Jupiter. When we come back, tying run at second. Two outs in the top of the eighth. Marauders down 5-4 with Mitch Jebb in the batter box. Don't go anywhere.
I'm down bad. She slammed that door and she broke my heart. That girl sure got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do. Hey baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this car, sitting here wishing on a neon star. Hey girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtime. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair.
Back here after the pitching change for the Hammerheads, left-hander Dale Stanovich on the mound. Stanovich this year, 3.7 ERA, 24 and a third pitched. 33 Ks, 11 walks, making his 20th appearance. Has two holds, is 1-for-3 in save opportunities. Planchard at second with two outs. Mitch Jebb in the box. 2-for-3 in the game, a base hit away from a tie game. Mitch takes breaking ball on the outer edge for strike one, and Pardon missed that during the pitching change. The Marauders throw Kalai Harrison out at second to pinch run now. So they put a speedster in scoring position. Here for Jebb, a base hit away from tying it at 5. The 0-1. Jebb loops one to left center field, bleed in for me. No, caught. And the luckiest team in America, the Jupiter Hammerheads, somehow still lead. Nothing fallen for the Marauders in clutch moments when they've had the chance to tie it. Good inning, though. It's a one-run game going to the bottom of the eighth when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at RainsandMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth, Darvin Garcia still on the mound for the Marauders. His first pitch of the half inning to Jake DeLeo is fouled off for strike one. Bottom eight, one-run game. Marauders pull it within a lone tally. 5-4 Jupiter the score. Need to win. With Lakeland's victory, a loss would push the Marauders three games back with 15 to go. It would make things a heck of a lot bleaker in terms of chasing down that final playoff spot. DeLeo calls time. Garcia pulls his foot off the rubber, now back on, looking in for the signs from Mickness. Cly Harrison in the game at third now after pinch running. Castillo at first. 0-1 breaking ball misses high, and it's 1-1. Darvin's even offering, misses inside, hits him. That is the fourth consecutive inning with a hit batsman by Marauders pitching. The second time tonight an inning has started with an HBP. DeLeo at first now for Mark Coley. Coley 1-for-3 with a double. Shows bunt, pushes it towards the mound. Garcia springs off to field his throw to first, just in time to get him. Great play by Darvin. Marauders pitchers have fielded their position really well tonight. That is the fifth 1-3 ground out put away at first in the game. Up to second, though, is DeLeo. Johnny Olmstead up. A strikeout, a single, and a flyout. 1-for-3 tonight. Justin Mickness going to head out there to have a chat with Darvin one-on-one. And Castillo going to head over there, I think, maybe to translate. That's what I would assume, at least. Both guys back to their posts. Olmstead in the box. One out and a runner in scoring position. Got to keep him off the board. A bloop and a blast. The Marauders are in the lead, but they got to keep it within one. First pitch to Olmstead. Misses low around the ankles. Fastball, well, hard thrown. Not finding the strike zone. It's 1-0. Garcia set the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. Popped up, foul territory, first base side. Castillo racing after it, but he runs out of room as that one will land in the first row behind the dugout. Foul ball makes it strike, is a strike, and it's 1-1. Pardon. Count even to Olmstead. Garcia pitched himself out of a jam in the seventh, hoping to do the same here. Even offering from the right-hander on its way. Misses low around the ankles, 2-1 now. Fastball falls short again. The 2-1 pitch. This is inside, 3-1. Three-one from the righty. That's a stone-cold strike called ball four. The entire baseball in the zone on TrackMan. Just another call that this umpiring crew makes that goes against Bradenton and massively aids Jupiter in an inning. Matt Ford out to the mound now for a visit. Into the box now is Tony Bollard. He's 0 for 2. A strikeout, an HBP, and a ground out that did pick him up an RBI, though, back in the sixth inning. First pitch here. Misses low for ball one. Next pitch, grounded hard, but foul, third base side. Strike in the count, 1-1 now. At second is DeLeo. Olmstead at first. The 1-1 pitch to Bullard. In the dirt, 2-1. Darvin struggling with control now here in the eighth inning. Consistently missing low with the fastball. He checks and fires the 2-1. Pop fly, shallow right field. Castillo is under it. He makes the call and the catch. And there's two down now. Nine-hole hitter Spencer Bromwell up. A strikeout, a ground out, and a double play roller. 0 for 3 tonight. Darvin trying to keep us within one going to the ninth. First pitch. Fouled off to the backstop. High fastball sent straight away for strike one. The 0-1 from Darvin. This is low by an inch or two for ball one. Even offering now from the righty. Fouled off. Slow roller. Third base side makes it 1-2. One-two count, two outs. Garcia looking for a swing and a miss to send it to the ninth at a one-run game. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Garcia punches out Bromwell. He hangs zeros in back-to-back innings. We go to the ninth. Marauders down a run. White Jr., Mitchell, and McAdoo, 2, 3, and 4 set to hit when we come back for the finish on the Marauder Radio Network.
Jumping, yeah.
Back here for the top of the ninth inning. Marauders down 5-4. White Jr. leading it off. Stanovich's first full inning. First pitch, dives low and away. Changeup misses, it's 1-0. Lonnie with two walks and an RBI single tonight, 1-for-2 in the game. The 1-0. Called a strike, another gift given away. Same spot we've seen a pitch called a ball with the Marauders on the mound, makes it 1-1. Next pitch, misses up and away, fastball about a half a foot off the outer edge, 2-1. Tying run in the box, leading off the ninth inning. Stanovich set, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. White Jr. got a middle fastball. Could not time it up, though, in the count. 2-2 now. Lonnie's going to call time and step out. Got to get on by any means necessary here. Davies Nadal is in the on-deck circle, ready to pinch it for Mitchell. The 2-2 to White Jr. Popped up high in the air behind home plate. It's going to get foul and out of play. We'll try the 2-2 again. Two balls and two strikes. White Jr. leading off the ninth inning. Stanovich comes set. Pitch home. Misses outside. Ball three. Full count. Seventh pitch of the trip upcoming for White Jr. Base hitter, ball four, puts the tying run on base to lead off the inning. Stanovich comes set, the pitch. Fouled off, Lonnie. Shoots it straight back to earn himself another. Pitch number eight of the AB upcoming. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch again from Stanovich to White Jr. Misses high for ball four. Lonnie draws the leadoff walk on eight pitches to start the ninth inning. What an at-bat by White Jr., his third walk of the game. And now the man of the hour, Davies Nadal, will step in to pinch hit. Last time he pinch hit late in a ball game, it resulted in a go-ahead RBI triple. Just got to keep the line moving here. Davies batting 216 this year. Shows bunt, gets it down back towards the mound. Third baseman Fields throws from his rear end. Can't make it in time. Davies is safe. A beautiful bunt single. Puts two on with nobody out now for the Marauders. White Jr. up to second. And Davies at first for Charles McAdoo. What a job by Davies Nadal. Entered this game hitting above 310 in the last 10. Adds on another there in a clutch spot. McAdoo 1-for-4, line drive single, two ground outs and a flyout. Corners playing in, expecting a bunt. Stanovich set, check second, the first pitch to Mac. Takes. Favorable call to the pitcher. Outside off the plate, makes it 0-1. Backdoor slider. Tying run in scoring position with nobody out. Go ahead run at first. The 0-1 pitch to McAdoo from Stanovich. Taken low. Fastball down around the ankles. Makes it 1-1. Marauders hoping for a late rally when they need it most in this playoff race to stay within two games of first. Stanovich set. The 1-1 to McAdoo. Call the ball missing inside the fastball. Half a ball with off the inner edge. It's 2-1 now. Just gotta elevate something. Nothing on the ground. The 2-1. Fouled off. Hits the mask of the catcher. Brimewell behind the plate for strike two. Middle infielders. Waiting for that double play ball. See if Matt can lift something in the outfield grass. 2-2 count, nobody out, two runners on. Stanovich set the pitch to McAdoo. Fouled off, he spoils a high breaking ball to earn himself another. Lonnie at second, Dave East at first. Another 2-2 pitch to McAdoo from Stanovich with nobody out in the ninth inning. Line drive, right field, that's going to get down. White Jr. is going to be held at third by JJ, and the bases will be loaded with nobody out. Marauders dugout coming to life now. Bases loaded, no outs for Jesus Castillo. Great piece of hitting by McAdoo. Had to dig down to get a fastball at the knees and sliced it to right field. Now a mound visit. Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach for the Hammerheads, out to have a chat with Stanovich. Castillo, who has struggled tonight, who has struggled in the last couple of weeks, entered this game hitting below 100 in the last 10 games. 0 for 4 tonight with two strikeouts, a double play ground out, and a 6-3 roller. Can turn it around in the biggest of spots, maybe of the year for him. Bases loaded, no outs, top nine. Marauders down by a run. At the moment, 2.5 games outside of Lakeland in first place. If we can hang on for the win, we'll move it back to 2 games with 15 to go. Infield's going to come in here. Lonnie at third, Davies at second, McAdoo at first. First pitch to Costi. Takes fastball at the knees for strike one. A ball in play does the trick. The 0-1. Misses inside, almost got away from the catcher, thought it might flash to the backstop. A good pick. 1-1 the count now to Jesus. Every infielder well on the grass here. The 1-1 from Stanovich. Costi hits it foul and out of play down the right field line for strike two. A base hit away from the Marauders taking their first lead of the game. Here in the ninth inning. Bases juice, nobody out. 1-2 count to Castillo. Stanovich set. The pitch on its way. Missing low and then in the dirt for ball two. Good pickup by the catcher. Runners stay put. The count 2-2. The 2-2. Check swing at a high fastball. Does not go. And for the first time tonight, your Marauders get a call to go their way, folks, because that was more than a swing and a half. And the count full now at 3-2. We will take it. 3-2 to Jesus. He gets an extra life. Base hitter, ball four, ties it. Full count pitch from Stanovich. Called strike three, pitch off the plate. And maybe a makeup call. Gives him out number one. That's what we could not afford, was a strikeout in that spot. De Los Santos, can he come up in the clutch? 1-for-3 in the game with a walk and a single. Bases loaded, one out. First pitch to Yordani. Misses low and around the dirt for ball one. Need a base hit. Cannot afford a ground ball to the middle infielders. Stanovich, the 1-0 pitch to Yordani. He takes fastball right down the middle for strike one. The 1-1 pitch from the Jupiter left-hander to Yordani. Takes, call the ball. Pitch that ate up a lot of the plate. 2-1 the count now. Lonnie at third, Davies at second, McAdoo at first. The 2-1 to De Los Santos. That's further off the plate than the last one, and it's called a strike. Now the count 2-2. This is where it gets scary. Bases loaded, nobody out. The Marauders at risk of coming into a two-out spot. The 2-2. Called strike three. Back-to-back men go down looking. De Los Santos can't believe it. It's off the plate, both of these strike three calls, but you can't go down looking. bases loaded, nobody out. And now the Marauders are at risk of losing. Campagna in the box, 0 for 4. Can he find a base hit here? First pitch to him. Runs up and in, almost hits him. He's saying that it did. I appreciate the effort from Sergio. He's going to call time. Ball one. The multi-year Marauder needed here. Bases loaded, nobody out. This would be crushing if Bradenton don't at least tie it here. The 1-0 pitch to Campagna from Stanovich. Misses high. Fastball at the letters. 2-0 hitter advantage count now. But this is where Campagna sometimes gets a little too swing happy. In an advantage count, bases loaded for him. Make him pitch to you here. The 2-0 from Stanovich to Campagna. Misses high, 3-0. Shoulder high fastball. I think I expect the reddest of red lights here for Campagna. 3-0 count, two outs, bases loaded, tying run 90 feet away in the ninth inning. The pitch is inside, ball four. Scoring is White Jr., and we are tied at 5. A four-pitch walk, not a single one of those pitches anywhere near the strike zone. And I can put away the heart paddles, because if we loaded the bases up there with nobody out and didn't score, I think Brandon would be giving me mouth-to-mouth up here on the post-game runaround recap. Bases still loaded for Mickness now, game tied. He takes time called. That's a balk! A balk called, and the Marauders take the lead. Someone barking and making monkey noises in the dugout as the Marauders take a 6-5 lead. God, I love baseball. Oh, it's so weird. It's an unexplainable game. Next pitch to Mickness in the dirt. That's ball one after the balk. McAdoo at third now, and Campagna at second. Marauders up 6-5. But I will say that's one thing from Lakeland that annoyed the heck out of me, is in the ninth inning of every game that we were leading in, the dugout sounded like the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago on a school field trip day. Barking, whistling, screaming. Every animal noise you could think of. Just energy. And that's what the Marauders have now in the dugout here. That's what we need. Mickness takes a breaking ball in the count 1-1. Marauders up a run. Mack at third. Pitch. Mickness takes breaking ball on the outer edge. Call to strike 1-2 now. Justin with a double, two strikeouts and a ground out. The pitch. Misses low in the count, 2-2. McAdoo at third. Campagna at second. The 2-2 now to Mickness. Grounded weakly up the middle. Tough play for the second baseman. He fields and throws low. It gets by him. Two runs are going to score. A throwing error from the second baseman, McCants. Mickness is safe. McAdoo and Campagna score. It is 8-5 Marauders. We get to play spoiler in the top of the ninth inning for once. We've seen this movie so many times against us. Giving up a tie game or a lead in the top of the ninth inning at home. And tonight the Marauders are the ones that cause chaos. Four runs put up here in the ninth inning. 8-5 Marauders the score. That's the end of the night for Stanovich. A call to the bullpen as Jupiter now are just dying to get out of the inning. We'll step aside for the change when we come back. Runner at first, two outs. Marauders up by 3 in the ninth inning on the Marauder Radio Network.
Yeah.
Back here after the pitching change, Henry Valencia on the mound now for Jupiter. The right-hander with a 9.42 ERA, 14 strikeouts this year for him. Valencia with 14 and a third pitched, 18 walks, 14 strikeouts. Kalai Harrison, who pinch ran in the eighth inning, now takes the bat here in the ninth. First pitch misses up and outside for ball one. The Marauders with a pinch runner at first as well. Juan Jerez now in the game running for Justin Mickness. JJ wants to put up as many as possible here to leave no doubt. The 1-0 pitch to Kalai. Jerez takes off for second. This pitch driven high in the air to left. Back towards the warning track goes DeLeo. He'll make the catch. Inning over. The Marauders put up four in the top of the ninth. We have scored seven in the final three innings. Bradenton 8, Jupiter 5 the score. Bottom of the ninth coming up next. Three outs away from a three-run win on the Marauder Radio Network.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green girl.
Back here for the bottom of the ninth inning in Jupiter. The Marauders up 3, 8-5 the score. The Vanderbilt Commodore right-hander, Pat Riley on the mound to try and close it out for Bradenton. Riley's first save opportunity as a pro. His first pitch to McCants misses up and in for ball one. Riley with a 7.71 ERA this year, but has looked lights out in his last couple outings. 4 2/3 pitched, 8 strikeouts for him. The 1-0, swing and a miss high fastball. Swung straight through, up and in for strike one. McCants a walk and 3 ground outs, 0-3 in the game. Riley nods, comes set. The 1-1 pitch from the Marauder righty. Swing and a miss. McCants casts the bat out at a fastball well above the strike zone and falls behind 1-2. He'll call time and step out. Riley's got to go through 1-2-3 here in the ninth inning. Ball and two strikes. The righty set the pitch on the way to McCants. Missing inside. Just off the inner edge, and it's 2-2 now. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. High fastball chased and missed. One away. Riley gasses it up. 95 on the gun. The Marauders 2 outs away from the win. Ian Lewis up. A double, two strikeouts, and a pop out tonight. Riley fires home to him. Swing and a miss. A big cut comes up empty. Fastball blows the doors off the left-handed hitter for strike one. Riley locked in, nods and comes set. His 0-1 pitch to Lewis. Taken straight down the middle, fastball. Call the strike, gets 0-2. Riley set, see if he gasses him up again. The 0-2 with one away to Lewis. Throws the high heat this time. Lewis lays off of it, takes for ball one. The 1-2. Swing and misses the ball in the dirt. Gets away from Omar. He'll step, field, throw. Completes the drop third. Two down. Pair of K's in the ninth. Riley puts the Marauders one out away from the win. Kemp Alderman, the last chance tonight for the Hammerheads. First pitch, swing and a miss. I mean, it looks like these Jupiter hitters have no idea where that fastball is going from Pat Riley. He is just gassing them up, top of the zone, living there and getting strikes out of it. The 0-1, fastball 2 feet maybe above the zone. Swing and a miss for strike two. And the Marauders a strike away from an unbelievable and improbable comeback win here tonight. 0-2, two away. Trying to complete the comeback. Pat Riley fires home. Call the ball, man. That was a dot, but call doesn't go the Marauders' way, and it's 1-2 now. Riley a chance to make it three punch outs to finish it off in fine style. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Marauders win. Raise the Jolly Roger. Come on. What a gutsy win tonight for Bradenton. 8-5 the final. Bradenton trailing 5-1 entering the seventh inning. Score 1 in the seventh. 2 in the 8th, and 4 in the 9th to complete an unbelievable win here this evening to stay within 2 games of the Tigers atop the West Division. Riley with 3 punch-outs in the 9th, all dominant ABs for him. Happy high-five line for Bradenton. They win 2 in a row here to improve to 31-20 in the second half of the season. This game started out in favor of Jupiter. They scored the first run of the game in the first inning, an RBI single for Brock Vandenberg. But that was not for a lack of a great start from Hunter Barco, the Marauder left-hander, through 3 innings, giving up 2 hits, no walks or men hit by pitch. Just the 1 earned while striking out a total of 6 in 11 men faced in his 3-inning starting appearance. Jorge Ramos out of the bullpen also did a solid job to keep the hitters quiet. Bradenton were able to tie it at 1 in the top of the 5th. An infield single with 2 outs off the bat. Alani White Jr. scored. Planchy to level the affair. But it looked like we were headed for another tough defeat with 4 runs in the 6th inning being scored by the Hammerheads. All of them coming across. Chalked up 3 hits, man hit by a pitch, an RBI ground out. In that inning, the Marauders rallied to score 1 in the 7th, picked up 2 to make it a 1-run game in the 8th. In the 9th inning, a walk and then back-to-back singles loaded the bases with nobody out, but had to make it interesting. The next 2 men for the Marauders struck out looking before Sergio Campagna drew a 4-pitch bases-loaded walk to tie the game at 5. Justin Mickness then stepped in. The first pitch to him did not count. It was a balk by the left-hander Dale Stanovich, scoring the go-ahead run in the form of Charles McAdoo from third before a error on a weak ground ball off the bat of Mickness by the second baseman McCants that ended up down the right field side. Scored a pair to make it 8-5 Bradenton. Riley slams the door in the bottom of the ninth, and the Marauders steal one here tonight on the road at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. With the win, the Marauders stay within two games of first. Final line score for you here now. Jupiter finish 5 runs on 7 hits. They commit 1 error defensively, leaving a total of 7 men on base. For the victorious Bradenton Marauders, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 10 men left on base. Darvin Garcia gets the win tonight. The loss goes to Dale Stanovich out of the bullpen. He also is hit with a blown save, his third blown save in 4 attempts out of the bullpen. The save goes to Pat Riley, his first as a professional. He punches out all 3 of the men he faced in the bottom of the ninth inning. These Marauders do not make it easy on us. The heart thumping all the way to the finish here tonight. That's the way it might be the next 15 games of this season. 3 games here to go against Jupiter. 6 back at home against the Cardinals. Then we finish it off in Fort Myers. Clearwater with a 3-2 defeat tonight. We need them to try and squeeze out a couple of wins in these final 3 games against those pesky Flying Tigers up at Joker Merchant Field. 15 to go, 2 back. It's all to play for here. Got to hope to win these next few and pick up maybe 1 or 2. I'd like to think that if we can go into the second to last series, a game back. Maybe we chase a game back in that week. And if we go into the final week tied for first, it is in our hands. The Marauders have the tiebreaker. So you can't think of it as, 2 games back and then we need to win 1. To claim the division. A tie with the Tigers is a playoff appearance for the Marauders. 2 back with 15 to go. 2 back with 15 to go. I'll say it 10 times maybe in my head, and I've said it about 10 times in these last 2 minutes. So that means it's time for me to say goodnight to all of you tuned in and stuck with us through the finish. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You sure as heck enjoyed the outcome. The final once more here tonight at the ballpark of the Palm Beach is your Bradenton Marauders 8, the Jupiter Hammerheads 5. We'll see you tomorrow night back here at 6:30 on the Marauder Radio Network. Go Buccos, baby.
Let's go, Bucks!
Root for our home team, a new pirate champion.
about it, shout. Everybody shout. Root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout.
Let's go, Bucks!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh pride.